WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. More obstacles are coming to motorists in the Northgate District. Temporary traffic signals are being installed along University, at South College, and at Church. The City of College Station also reports no left turns will be allowed to or from Spence Street, where signals at that intersection where a crosswalk is being removed will be replaced with a median. Weather permitting, the pedestrian safety project will be completed at the end of the year. It's been a month since the College Station City Council gave the police and fire departments the authority to temporarily shut down overcrowded businesses. Last weekend, College Station police discovered 190 people in the downstairs area of the Hookah Station in Northgate, which has a maximum occupancy of 125. As officers were in the process of removing customers and issuing a ticket, the crowd became hostile after the music stopped and lights were turned on. One officer witnessed a customer striking another in the head with a closed right fist. According to the arrest report, the man who threw the punch then tried to pull away from two officers. That led to the arrest of 24-year-old Marco Harris of Arkansas for a charge of resisting arrest. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office received assistance from multiple agencies in finding three suspects in a home burglary in the Smetana area west of Bryan yesterday afternoon. Sheriff Chris Kirk says DPS brought in a plane and Bryan police deployed drones.
We're on Loser Lane and Homala Lane and Fountain Switch Road are locked down. Nobody be able to pass through this area.
Two suspects were caught less than 20 minutes after the initial call, while it took about 2 hours to find the third.
We've also done reverse 911 calls to homes in this area to inform them that we have this search going on and asking them to stay off the roads and in their homes.
The person living at the home on Smetana Road discovered the burglars and called 911. Bees are becoming a larger nuisance in Hearn. City Manager John Nairn reported 5 more hives were identified yesterday following citizen reports on the city's Facebook page and website.
We will have them coned off. And for just in case, I mean, the hives aren't near as aggressive as the one that yesterday, but it's a good idea to stay away from the area and certainly don't attempt to mow or do any lawn work around there.
On Monday, a man on a riding lawnmower was attacked, sending him to the hospital's intensive care unit. The woman living where the lawn was being mowed and a second man trying to treat the swarm were also attacked, but their injuries were less serious. Hearn officials reported barricades around that home were removed yesterday. The city has a beekeeper working over the next week or so, mostly at abandoned houses, and residents have been asked to report any additional locations. A stabbing in a West Bryan mobile home park Monday afternoon led to the victim undergoing surgery and his roommate going to jail. 32-year-old Christopher Joseph Jones was arrested for aggravated assault of a family member with a deadly weapon. According to the arrest report, the roommate told police he told Jones he was moving out at the end of the month. He went into the bathroom and after came out and opened the bathroom door, he said Jones stabbed him with a butcher knife. Jones told police the roommate threatened him. He asked the roommate to leave, and when he didn't, Jones said it got violent. A College Station man released from prison early for theft and marijuana possession was arrested last week on a drunk driving charge. According to the arrest report, 35-year-old Albert Gardner Jr. told College Station police he was just walking down the sidewalk when a car struck a light pole last week at George Bush Drive in Holick. But the owner of the car told police that Gardner drove him home because he had a suspended license, and then Gardner asked to borrow the car for another hour. Another DWI arrest by College Station police began with a citizen's report of a car swerving all over Highway 6 near Nantucket last Sunday night. According to the arrest report, the officer also reported the car swerving multiple times before stopping. 53-year-old Russell Brooks of Bryan is out of jail on bond following his arrest for drunk driving with 2 prior convictions. And if you have Dish TV, supposedly this is not a scam.
This is how it works. Someone from Dish Network calls you on your phone to tell you that Dish owes you $1,200. It sounds fake. It's not. Dish Network lost a class action lawsuit because it broke the law over the national Do Not Call registry between 2010 and 2011. It owes $61 million to the plaintiffs. And Dish is trying to figure out how to reach 18,000 customers. The attorney that reps Dish Network finds 70% of people that are part of the class action are hanging up on Dish when it tries to contact them, or they toss the postcards or letters that they get in the mail because they think it's a scam. It's not. I'm David Rankin, TSN News.
WTAW news time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 65 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. One more look at local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your roof is leaking from recent hail or high winds, Lone Star Roof Systems has you covered. Lone Star will work with you and your insurance company to make sure the damage is covered. Lone Star Roof Systems is local, fully insured, and backed by a 10-year workmanship guarantee. Call the Lone Star Specialists and let them perform a free roof inspection today. Lone Star Roof Systems. They stand behind their work so you can stand under it. Click MyAggieRoofer.com. No jingles, just roofs. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 14 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or the baker can come to you. Order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. From breakfast sandwiches in the morning to boxed lunches for the office or warm cookies and ice cream as an afternoon treat and stone oven pizzas for dinner. Visit BlueBaker.com and order online. Blue Baker, craft bakers, custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
Good morning, it's 8:11, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Weather brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
A bright and sunny day is on tap for South Central Texas. Sunshine will send temperatures up into the low 80s by mid-afternoon. We'll have a weak cold front moving on through overnight, so some clouds will be moving in. We might see a shower or a thundershower in a few spots, mid-50s. Skies become mostly sunny again Thursday, mid-70s. Clear, mid-50s Thursday night. More sun Friday, mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so this is interesting. James Shaw, this is the fellow from the Waffle House, okay, outside of Nashville, remember?
The guy who wrestled the guy?
Exactly.
Okay.
The guy who wrestled Travis Rinking and got the gun away from him.
Mm-hmm.
So now what's happened is a guy named Yasser Ali is a journalist, started a GoFundMe page for him. John Cryer, Kristen Davis, and Busy Phillips.
Okay. She was Dawson's Creek. And she's an actress.
They've all chipped in. He's a 29-year-old electrician who took the AR-15 away from the suspect. Now, James admits he was only trying to save himself during the episode. I mean, he said that.
Yeah.
He really did.
I mean, that's a good enough reason.
Yep. And he was grazed by a bullet. He has second-degree burns. And it's interesting. Anyway, so they've started
what
to
go fund me. What are the burns
me.
From?
Muzzle.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you're gonna fire something, that muzzle gets awfully hot.
Yep. Okay. So that happens.
I would assume that's what it's from.
They've started a GoFundMe there. So
okay.
Not exactly sure what. I guess he has some medical expenses.
Okay.
Involved in that
yeah. I follow her on Instagram, and she's pretty active on Busy Phillips, and she's pretty active on social media. So I'll have to see if she shares anything about that in the next day or two.
White chicks.
Yes, White Chicks. That's what else she was in. Yeah.
Okay. Polling site YouGov.com released the list of the most popular TV shows of all time among millennials.
Okay.
Hey. So here we go. Now, they're defining millennials here as 18 to 24s.
Okay.
So you two are a little bit out of this.
Okay.
But still, let's see how you feel about this. Number 10 is Family Guy.
Okay.
Okay.
Family Guy's been around for a long time,
I know.
Though.
Family Guy has been, I don't know, do either of you watch Family Guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not religiously, but
I think it's a male show. I think that's definitely fair to say. There's just not much. I find it, I don't know, funny. I've got some saved.
Family Guy?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a full episode.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Well, and for some reason or other, and that's Seth MacFarlane.
But go ahead and judge me about watching reality TV.
Yeah,
No.
I'm not judging.
No,
I figured you would like Family Guy.
Yeah, no, and I might. I'm not really big on animation. And let's like musical.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, apparently what they've done is they redid their theme song this week to make it sound like it was a 1960s television show.
Okay.
I'm Peter. This is Lois. My sons, Stewie and Chris. Our dog, Brian, and the rest is this.
live in Quahog near the beach. A wizard gave my baby the power of speech. No one can hear him, but when he's away, people in town can hear what he says. This is Family Guy. The dog talks too.
He does.
He does.
Brian does talk.
Brian talks.
Everybody can understand Brian. Nobody understands Stewie.
That's right. So anyway, number 9 television show, House. I liked House. I enjoyed House.
Yeah.
Number 8, Saturday Night Live. Wow.
That's not as fun as it used to be.
Number 7, Price is Right.
Wow.
Oh, there you go.
Number 6, Wheel of Fortune.
What?
Maybe it's because they're home in the middle of the day. Like,
maybe
they're not going to college classes or something.
It pretty much sounds like
so...
millennials and retirees have the same choice in shows here.
So, Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
What? I don't know if I believe this.
I don't know. Number 5, Friends.
Okay.
Number 4, America's Funniest Home Videos.
What?
I don't know.
None of these are new shows.
Well,
is Ren and Stimpy not on there?
It's not.
Or not Ren and Stimpy, but what's the? I don't know. There's some cartoon that's on now that everybody loves.
Really?
I forgot. Yeah, I forgot what it was.
I didn't know there was a cartoon on everybody loved. Number 3 is Jeopardy. Number 2 is The Simpsons. Number 1 is Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
All of these are like throwback stuff. This is all pretty much older than what these...
Older than us, even.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Well, which is interesting, because Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, says here, went on the air after most of them were born.
Oh,
so, you know,
after,
before,
okay.
Excuse me, before,
before
most of them.
Yeah.
Before most of them were born, which...
But Will Smith just turned 50.
He did.
Are they watching it all on Nick and Knight?
Well, is that where it is now?
Well,
I mean, is
yeah,
Fresh
probably.
Prince...
Yeah, I don't know where
you
the rewatch is
TV Land.
All right. It's interesting that there weren't any newer shows, it says, in the top.
Yeah.
But shows like Futurama, The Office, Big Bang Theory, Stranger Things, Modern Family, Malcolm in the Middle, Blackish were included. They
okay.
just didn't score very high.
Huh.
Just saying.
I figured some of those were going to be... Rick and Morty is what I was thinking of. I knew it was something and something.
Oh, that's it. Now, this is an oddity. Of all ages, among the respondents, of all ages, not just millennials... Number one show was I Love Lucy.
Really?
I haven't watched I Love Lucy in 30 years.
Years.
I can't imagine.
Years.
And there
Lucy,
have to be...
you have some splaining to do.
But again, but most people y'all's age, you probably never watched it.
I've watched
it. I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Any show with Vanna White on it has to be number one.
I understand. Vanna has an unusual talent. Now all she has to do is touch the letter.
Yeah, she doesn't even,
she
have,
doesn't
to
even have to turn it around
Isn't
anymore.
Isn't she like 60?
Well, she may be, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, she's still Vanna White.
You know, she's still looks fine.
Yeah.
All right, so here are the top 5 conversation buzzkills on a date. On a date. Just help you all out, okay? So
okay, buzzkill. Okay.
Buzzkills on a date. Number 1, just negativity. Just
sure.
Yes.
Don't be negative,
hate a Debbie
okay?
Downer.
Yes.
All right. Number 2, talking so much that your date can't get a word in.
Yes.
Might be my problem.
number 3. Enough about me. What do you think of me? Right?
Yeah.
Number 3, controversial subjects, politics, religion.
Yeah.
Number
yes.
4, cheesy one-liners.
Yeah. Depends on how attractive the person is.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
How shallow are
really,
we?
Really? Really? Oh, I'm a big fan of her.
When you pick up the
every
sugar
hot,
packet.
Hot girl that you say their birthday. Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan.
You could be a fan and not want to take
know
them out
why.
On a date.
We know why. Okay.
I think they're very talented. Huh?
Using too many big words just to seem smart.
Oh, yeah, that's...
All right. 70% said they've experienced awkward silences on that first date.
I just start humming.
Really?
She's told us that any not just on a date, in any kind of an awkward situation.
I hum during silence.
Anyway, and the top 4 ways that people deal with them are by changing the subject, just ignoring it, staying silent.
Just ignore the silence.
Yeah, and let it be awkward.
Okay.
And the next is, of course, looking at your phone. Mm. So
check, please.
That's there. So that you can do that.
By the way, Scott, speaking of perfect dates.
Yes.
I can't believe we forgot this today. Hold on.
Describe your perfect date.
That's a tough one. I'd have to say April 25th.
That's today.
Because it's not too hot, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
Miss Congeniality Day.
So happy Miss Congeniality Day to everybody. I don't even know if I need a light jacket
Did
today.
Did she say 25th or 26th?
The 25th. No, okay. It's today. Right. We talked about it on, right. Okay. On my paper route.
All right. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we don't bring stuff over from there very often.
No, we don't.
Okay, and once again, today is Administrative Assistance Day. If you actually want to be that boss, mm-hmm. the one that actually gives them something on that day, then today is the day. We're just trying to help you out to be the perfect boss in your office.
Do we have an administrative assistant?
Not anymore.
Okay.
We probably used to.
It should be the front desk girl's day.
Now it should.
Although one
FDG
of them just
day.
Came in here while I was on air. I thought they knew the rules, but it's fine.
We need some of those signs.
Did you use like lasers and burner?
Yes.
Yeah.
I turned my mic on off and I said, "What? I'm on air."
Wow.
Did you really just
no,
like that?
I wasn't that mean. I wasn't, but I did say, "What? I'm on air."
Did you
it
give
was
her
more
the,
like that?
Did you give her the look?
Kinda.
I can feel Chelsea giving me the look, and we're not even in the same room.
Yeah, no, sure.
I can
exactly.
feel it over
burns
the
through,
mic.
It burns through walls. The deal is, in most radio stations, they have a red light or
right.
something
yeah.
that says
but
on the air.
But usually when your headphones are on and you're staring at the computer
yep.
screen.
Yep, you're right.
That doesn't should. Stop. That doesn't stop people.
No.
Once again, they just happen to work here. It's not like they wanted to. They found a place to work.
They just
and this
happened.
Is, they
stopped. They don't want this job.
I found a place to work, so I stopped here. Okay.
Reeves, at least your studio is not used as a storage shed as
yeah,
well
yours
for
is.
All the equipment.
Yeah.
I got
true.
People coming in all the time.
Yours looks
yeah.
like a rental unit.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
It's like a setup shop and yeah, one of those
lock
things.
And roll storage.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Just need a door that goes up and
yeah,
down.
Storage Wars guys will be in any day now. A Japanese company has designed a device to make women feel safer when they're home alone. All right, Chelsea, let me know what you think.
All right.
This is called Man on the Curtain. It's an app that uses a smartphone attached to a projector to cast a shadow onto the window. The shadow makes it look like there's a guy who is in there practicing boxing moves and karate and swinging a baseball bat. It is... Designers hope the realistic
looking a baseball yep. bat yep. inside.
Yep. Yep.
Practicing my swing.
That's it. Designers hope that the realistic looking shadows, which will be projected, would make the would be intruders think twice before breaking into a woman's apartment.
Because people realistically practice their baseball
sure
swing
do.
In the kitchen.
At least one Tokyo-based management company has already signed up to make the device available to all their apartment units. Now look. That's not going to work.
No, that's not going to work because someone's going to figure out why is the same person
yes.
practicing their boxing skills.
He's got
in
the same moves.
All yeah. of the apartments here.
Caller.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
I don't know if you know this, but most of us out here in the world picture y'all sitting around the table drinking coffee and chatting. We don't even realize y'all are in separate rooms.
That's okay. Thank you.
Everybody
right.
says that.
That's
we're
okay.
We're kind of
right.
weird.
Yeah.
I sometimes go all day without seeing them.
You can still picture it that way if
yeah.
you'd like.
And that's why we just don't like each other.
No.
So there's no reason in the
no.
world we would have to.
Hey, yeah, all so. Three of us were in the same room yesterday, though, after the show.
Oh,
we
yeah.
were
we
a little bit.
Got
we
called
were.
In the principal's
yep.
office.
Yeah. Yeah, we were back there, and Zach was told to sit back there and not say anything.
But he didn't do that.
No, he didn't. He injected himself in there, and it's fine. One, I'll just say, one of the nice things is it causes you to actually listen to the other person. You can't be looking at your phone. Well, excuse me. Zach, you and I can't be looking
yeah.
at our phones while we're doing
we
the show.
We can't be shopping
but
online.
But you can tell
yeah.
when one of us is. It's right, Chelsea?
Yeah. It's 8:23. Get this. Match.com has apologized for accidentally reactivating the accounts of thousands of users who had quit the service.
Uh-oh, and that can cause a lot of issues in a relationship.
Man, no kidding.
Why are you still on Match? I thought we were exclusive.
People who closed their accounts 10 years ago suddenly getting notifications on their phone. Of course, the reason is they're responding to pictures that were taken 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
I
yeah.
don't know about
app
that.
Is definitely not that old.
How does that happen? How do you do that?
I don't know.
All right, anyhow.
You have to make sure that you go in there and you tell them that you do not want to renew, or else they'll automatically do it.
All right, there you go. It's 8:24.
Zach knows.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 14th, it's Farm Pond Weed Control and Fertilization. This class will help you develop sound strategies for controlling troublesome some aquatic weeds and also how to prevent some of them. Come learn how to make your farm pond the best it can be this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Twitter today reported its second profitable quarter and topped Wall Street estimates for revenue and monthly active users. As advertisers outside the U.S. embraced Twitter's video ads, shares jumped 13% in pre-market trading. Until last week, Southwest Airlines had a string of 47 years without a passenger dying in an accident, but it also has paid millions in fines over safety. Recently, its mechanics union accused the airline of taking shortcuts. Southwest's safety record is coming under scrutiny after an engine failure at 32,000 feet last week hurled shrapnel, breaking a window and killing a passenger. Democratic lawmakers say the security chief for EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has been operating an outside consulting firm without proper approval from ethics officials. Pasquale Parada was tapped by Pruitt last year to lead his 20-member personal protective detail. Parada also is the top executive at Sequoia Security Group. The Democratic lawmakers want the agency ethics official to examine whether Parada's outside employment violates rules. Your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
As the old saying goes, if your only tool is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. At Intercon, we have a full toolbox to meet your window needs. Perhaps your home is ready for a full retrofit to vinyl windows. This full replacement option beautifies your home while improving thermal efficiency, noise reduction, and dust penetration. On the other hand, your existing windows may just need some maintenance. The glass in your existing windows may be replaced, in many cases, upgraded to more efficient options. The mechanism in your windows can be replaced to allow the window to operate more smoothly. Maybe you just need solar screens on some windows to eliminate hot spots in your home that tax the air conditioning system and make some rooms unlivable. With the breadth and depth of Intercon's knowledge and product offering, we can find the solution that meets your needs and budgetary constraints. Trust your friends at Intercon to understand your needs and use the best tool for the job.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Next time you park your car, think about this. Everything needed to steal your car in less than 2 minutes is for sale right now on Amazon and eBay. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Consumer Tech Update. If you want to steal a car, first, shop at Amazon and eBay. There, anyone can buy two of the most common and inexpensive electronic devices they need to go into the car stealing business. One device relays a signal from the owner's key fob inside the owner's home and unlocks the car's doors. The cost, under $50. Wrapping your car keys in aluminum foil stops these thieves, by the way. But even more insidious is a $100 electronic device that programs any blank electronic key to whatever car is to be stolen. This product was intended for locksmiths and car dealers. Blank electronic keys cost as little as $8. There are many low-tech tools to steal cars and trucks, but just because you can buy the electronic devices online doesn't mean that you should. I'm Kim Commando.
It's vital to protect your home and family with a home security system without sacrificing your privacy. That's what I love about SimpliSafe. You'll get an HD camera that you control from your phone. You'll see what's going on when you're away, which is great. But what about your camera and your privacy when you're at home? SimpliSafe has a solution. When the camera's on, you'll see a small indicator light. When it's off, so is the light. SimpliSafe designed this camera with a privacy shutter. When you hear it click, you know the shutter's closed. Even the world's best hacker can't see through SimpliSafe's thin, lightweight, aluminum privacy camera shutter. It works every time. It's details like these that set SimpliSafe apart as the best security system for your home, your family, your peace of mind, and your personal privacy. SimpliSafe isn't just home security, it's home security done right. So check out SimpliSafe for yourself today at SimpliSafeKim.com. That's SimpliSafeKim.com, SimpliSafeKim.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It is 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Two of three suspects in a home burglary north of the Rellis campus yesterday were caught quickly, while a third was found following a search on the ground and in the air that lasted 2 hours.
They were not armed, although we're treating this as an armed, potentially armed and dangerous person. There is some firearms that are missing from the home that they burglarized.
Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says multiple agencies were part of the search.
So we've got a tracking dog, and then some air assets like a helicopter from DPS, and then Bryan PD has brought out some unmanned aircraft that we're going to deploy here shortly, too.
Also assisting were deputies from Constable Precincts 2, 3, and 4, along with the Blinn Police Department. City officials in Hearn report a growing list of locations with bee problems. City Manager John Nairn says a man on a riding lawnmower was attacked by a swarm on Monday and wound up hospitalized in intensive care. A second man trying to treat the bees and a woman living at the home were also stung. Nairn thanked residents for going online to report more beehive locations.
All five of these hives we actually found through comments on Facebook and messages to the City of Hearn website. It's a lot better to have 4,000 sets of eyes than just our 66 workers.
According to the City of Hearn Facebook page, barricades were removed from that home yesterday. Since then, residents reported beehives at five other locations, mostly in abandoned homes. Nairn says a beekeeper will be working over the next week or so, and residents have been asked to report any additional locations. A disturbance between roommates in their West Bryan mobile home Monday afternoon led to one of the men going to the hospital and the other going to jail. 32-year-old Christopher Joseph Jones was arrested on a charge of stabbing his roommate with a butcher knife. According to the arrest report, the roommate underwent surgery after he was stabbed in the torso and left forearm. Before going into surgery, the victim told police he was stabbed after telling Jones he was moving out. According to the arrest report, Jones told police the roommate threatened him. Driving through Northgate starts getting a little more difficult today. The City of College Station reports the next step in a pedestrian safety project is replacing a signal and a crosswalk at University and Spence with a median. No left turns will be allowed to or from Spence. And temporary signals are also being installed at University and Church and University and South College. The project is expected to be completed at the end of the year, weather permitting. WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 65 degrees. You can text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards & More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
You put your mower through a lot. All that back and forth on all those acres can add up to thousands of miles. Gravely mowers are built for all-day performance, helping you get the job done season after season. And right now, you can get 0% financing on all Gravely zero-turn mowers. Head to ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road today. ASAP Equipment, your local independent Gravely dealer. Hurry, at 0% financing, these mowers won't last long. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty, plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
See WC Tractor at one of their four Kubota Elite dealerships or visit online at WCTractor.com.
Hey, good morning, 835, News Talk 1620, WTAW, check some weather. If you need a new roof, brought to you by United Roofing. If you need a new roof due to recent high winds and hail damage for over 40 years, United Roofing has been offering you the service and the insurance claims as well. You can call them, local number, 846-ROOF, no 800 number because they are local, or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here you go. Here are the numbers.
We'll have a very nice day across South Central Texas with plenty of sunshine. Temperatures in the low 80s this afternoon. Mostly cloudy overnight. A shower or a thundershower might arrive late, mid-50s. The weak front will move on through, giving us mostly sunny skies Thursday, mid-70s. Mostly clear, mid-50s Thursday night. Then more sun is on tap for Friday, mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey guys, it's Zach hanging out with Wade Beckman and Chad Hangster with Crawfish Cookout. Now this is a really cool deal. And obviously in the name, it's a little self-explanatory. There's going to be a lot of crawfish available, but it's a charity. It's a fundraiser, and it's going to a great cause.
It is, and it's this coming Sunday, the 29th. We've actually moved the event from Shipwreck Grill, where we've had it the last 5 years, or 4 years, excuse me. This is our fifth annual, to the new park, Travis B. Bryan Park, the former golf course. So we're making it bigger. We're making it better. We've got two live bands that will be out there, and we have 15 registered crawfish teams. We have a couple slots left if anybody's interested, but we'll have 15 teams at least out there competing, and we're super excited about it.
So you mentioned crawfish teams. So folks will make their own crawfish and then bring it out?
Yes, each team, teams of four, so they have their own recipe, and they prepare it the way they want to do it, and then basically their crawfish will get judged, so we'll have a team of four judges out there to judge each one. And then, of course, with the all-you-can-eat, anybody can go to the appropriate teams and get as much crawfish as they want from them.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, is that it's $20 for a pre-bought wristband for all-you-can-eat, $25 if you buy it day of. And again, $20 for all-you-can-eat crawfish, that's really a heck of a deal. And if you're like me and you could put away a lot of crawfish, you're going to get your money's worth.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great event, and it's really a family-friendly, economical event to come out to. And it's fun to watch the teams out there cooking and getting a chance to see all the different kinds of crawfish. There's a lot of different flavor profiles that people do. And there's some really good folks that have made this possible. The City of Bryan is our title sponsor. CC Creations, which you hear almost every event, they're right. just involved. So all our apparel, we've got some cool shirts and hats. 100% of that's going to the 100 Club, which is just amazing. And Ashley and Company has taken on the role of Big Ten out there, and all the rental and tables and chairs. So we just have a group of people that have worked really hard to make this happen.
Yeah, it benefits 100 Club and our first responders, which I think is amazing. And it sounds like it's like a great opportunity to give back to those who give so much and just have a fantastic time.
Absolutely. I mean, this started 5 years ago with Chad and I and Brad Goss from JBG Plumbing coming together when we lost our two firefighters in Bryan. Mm-hmm. And two were critically injured. And we put together a similar fundraiser to this, and we raised $50,000 in one day, which was amazing. And Chad and I kind of looked at each other and we're like, this is something we got to do every year.
Wade Beckman and Chad Hanks, guys, thanks so much. Again, it's the Crawfish Cookout set for this Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m. at what used to be the Bryan Municipal Golf Course.
Correct.
Is now the Bryan, I guess, Municipal Park. And again, it's $20 for a pre-bought wristband for all-you-can-eat crawfish. Now, if folks want to buy that wristband leading up to the event, where do they need to go?
They can go to the Shipwreck website at shipwreckbcs.com and pre-purchase those armbands for all you can eat.
Awesome. Well, guys, thanks so much and really do appreciate it.
Right. Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
The Community Interview, heard every weekday morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW, includes a political paid-for message by Margaret Meese.
Thanks, Brazos County, for your overwhelming support in the primary election for Brazos County District Clerk. I ask of you again to please vote for me, Margaret Meese, for Brazos County District Clerk in the May runoff election.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the District Clerk's Office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Time to find out about what's going on in the arts. Holly's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Brought a guest with you today?
I did. I brought Adrienne with a theater company. She has a lot of fun activities coming up, and I'm going to let her kind of dive into this.
That's a deal. Adrienne, thanks for being with us this
morning. Thanks for having me. Well,
first, a short history about the theater company.
Absolutely.
How long you all have been around?
Oh, my gosh, so many years.
It has. It's been a long, long time. Yeah,
we're getting close to 30. It's almost our third. I think we're almost at our 30th season. We are opening Big the Musical on April 20th.
Okay, now, wait, hang on. I'm trying to think of how you say it. All right. A little bit about your schedule.
Of course. Our current production is Big, the Musical, based on the Tom Hanks movie, and it runs April 20th through May 6th.
Okay. And what time are the performances?
Performances are 7 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays and 2 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays, and it's all three weekends.
Well, I hope folks remember that movie. That was kind of fun. Are you going to have a giant keyboard?
We do. We had our board president and another board member, Roger Pine and Alan Bryant, actually have been hand-making it. It is now successfully built. We just have to paint it, and it is incredible.
Oh, that's fun. So now tell us a little bit more about the rest of the season.
Sure. We are closing in. After Big, once this runs for three weekends, we are doing the Three Penny Opera, which is going to be a beautiful show. We have guest director Rob Greta coming back down for that show. And then we are closing out our season this summer with Rock of Ages. So all the music that everyone loves. And we also have another guest director, Michelle Campbell-Green, who is a theater company veteran, is coming back down to direct that show for us.
And as we always talk about community theater, you don't have to be on stage to be of help. You have all sorts of areas where people can be a part of it.
Absolutely. We need painters, set designers, costumers. If you just want to help make props, if you are a musician, we would love to have you.
All right. If they want some more information about it, what do they do?
Yep. Just go to our Facebook page, Theater Company BCS. We also have our website, theatercompany.com with an R-E.
Now, you've been in different places around the city. Where are your performances right now?
We are in the Tejas Center, so right at Texas and Villa Maria, behind the HEB.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks so much.
What else you have for us today, Holly?
Well, we have an exhibit open, and it's free to the public. It's called Sticks and Stones Reassembled by Fallon Bartos, and that is going to be on display through March 25th. And also, we are gearing up for our Red Wasp Film Festival, and we are taking RSVPs. It is free to attend, but seats are limited. It's going to be at the historic Queen Theater. So go online to acbv.org and get your seats reserved.
Yeah, that's going to be one of the first things that goes on at the Queen, as a matter of fact.
We are so looking forward to it. We got some amazing films that have been submitted from filmmakers from across the globe, and we're just so excited.
Glad to hear it. Again, for more information on everything,
acbv.org.
All right, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than on any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates, too. Now, here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/AM for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/AM. That's match.com/AM. Match.com/AM.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. There's match.com right there. Anyway, the ones who reactivated some stuff that they shouldn't have.
They think maybe your previous match wasn't good enough.
Yeah,
so they wanted
result.
You to keep looking.
They're here to help out. Okay, and we're here to help out with new products, just so you'll know. You can now buy gummies that are flavored like Corona.
Oh.
Yeah. Whoa. Get your summer
intriguing.
Vibe on. Yep, with your, go ahead and just.
But is there alcohol in them?
No, there's
well,
not.
Well, then I don't want any part of that.
And it's interesting because if you see the package, and y'all can go there and look,
yeah.
It's branded. It says Corona Light on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
they're
Sugar
launching,
Finas. Yeah, okay.
They're launching two limited edition. First will be the Cerveza, which is a beer bottle-shaped gummy.
Yeah.
Mm. And Here for a Good Lime, which will be a zesty-flavored candy that looks like a slice of lime.
These are really for decoration. I mean, they're to eat, too, but Sugar Fina does some really cute-shaped gummies that people use for bridal showers parties. And,
okay.
Yeah, they come in these cute little clear boxes that you can see. And so, I mean, obviously, yeah, they're to eat, but you can find all of these probably too expensive candies at, like, boutiques and stuff
Speaking of too expensive, yes, you can get them individually for $8 each, or you can get a bento box for $26, which includes both gummy cubes and a lime-shaped bottle opener in case you want to drink something along with them.
Perfect for your Cinco de Mayo party.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, okay. Well, pre-sales have already begun. And the Sugar Fina boutiques and Nordstrom stores in May 1st, so you can
I know at least one of our local boutiques sells Sugar Fina.
Oh,
I think
they?
I've seen them at more than one. Yeah.
All right, so you'll have that, and of course,
there
even
you go.
Even with Nordstrom, I'm sure through Amazon Prime, you can order on May the 1st and still get it here
and
for Cinco de Mayo.
And get it to your car.
Yeah, they'll put it in the trunk of your car if you want to.
So it melts.
New study out this week found people who regularly have more than one or two drinks a day have a lot more bad bacteria in their mouth.
Oh.
Just tell it. And less good bacteria, which can lead to gum disease. So.
Scary.
If your dentist doesn't like what they see in there and you've been drinking more than usual, the key there would be.
More than usual?
Okay. So here are three weird signs that you might be drinking more than you realize. You're sick a lot. Drinking
healthy
weakens,
as a horse.
Drinking weakens your immune system.
I thought alcohol kills germs.
I know, really.
And feelings.
So you're less likely to fight off colds and infection. Okay.
And
number two, you're sad a lot. An occasional drink can help you relax. It might even make you feel happier for a night. But alcohol is a depressant. All right,
I think you guys know I'm happy as, you know.
Number three, your skin doesn't look great. Happy with your skin?
I'm
a little
glowing.
Jaundice.
Okay.
Jaundice.
Alcohol causes inflammation, which can lead to blotchiness, more wrinkles, and enlarged pores.
Oh.
And liquor is harder on your skin than beer and wine because your liver has to work harder to metabolize it.
Work smarter, not harder.
Okay, just saying. And I don't know, and I haven't looked it up yet. We had a little teaser story in the Wall Street Report this morning that said that there is a worldwide wine shortage coming.
I know. I heard about it.
So I'll look that up while you're over there doing your...
Wine prices are going to go up.
And as you were finishing your other paper route over there, be sure and say, I have to hurry back because we're going to talk about the wine shortage. I know that'll go over
I'm
big
I'm sure
over
they'll
there.
Appreciate
they,
that.
I think they would.
Jesus was a big fan of wine.
You're right. That's true. Tabasco lovers will be thrilled to hear. They've got a new limited edition sauce to commemorate its 150th birthday.
Oh, okay.
Daily Mail reports the spicy condiment is made with the finest Tabasco peppers there on Avery Island.
Mm-hmm,
some
Louisiana.
Are aged up to 15 years and promise exceptional complexity. The Diamond Reserve hot sauce, packaged in miniature champagne bottles, goes for $35.
Oh. Jeez.
Available only online or at their home base there on Avery Island in Louisiana.
And it's made from 15 year-old peppers?
Yeah.
Is that what it,
now, it says complex taste. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure
either.
What a complex taste. It's Tabasco sauce. I mean, it's basically supposed to be there to, you know, make stuff hotter, give you a little bit of a different taste, but complexity is not anything that I'd ever thought of when we're talking about Tabasco. Anyhow, we'll see. It's 8:49.
Through the prophet Jeremiah, God asked, "Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number." Jeremiah 2 and verse 32. It's hard to imagine a bride forgetting her wedding gown. After all, brides spend long hours looking for and trying on dresses to find the right one. As hard as it is to imagine a bride forgetting her wedding dress, it's even harder to imagine someone forgetting God. After all, it is in Him that we live and move and have our very being. Acts 17 and verse 28. Without the loving gift of His Son, we would all be perishing in our sins. John 3 and verse 16. We encourage you to come and remember God with us at the BCS Church of Christ. Our building is located at 11914 State Highway 30 in College Station, Texas. You can also visit us on the web at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. As district clerk, my primary responsibility will be service to the courts. I will be a full-time district clerk, working daily with the courts to improve the current processes and ensure the district clerk's office is doing all of its duties assigned by law. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk in the primary runoff elections on May 22nd.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
About 9 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Instagram has rolled out a data download tool similar to Facebook's Download Your Information feature on the web version of Instagram. You'll find it under Privacy Settings, lets users export their photos, videos, archive stories, profile info, and comments.
I'm good. Just another way for them to get you.
That's right. A little bit more information there. Did you know that the Earth is making music?
Oh, is it?
Scientists say that the Earth is humming, generating a constant thrum of noise. I don't know what a
just like Chelsea
is.
In an awkward moment with silence.
That's
yeah.
Right. It's humming. She's not here.
Yeah, well.
And apparently, it's not like a steady humming beat, but music with kind of swirling loops of sound that are so low they cannot be heard by human ears. Scientists are at a loss to actually explain what's causing the mysterious phenomenon that is happening out there. So we'll see. Playing golf can be dangerous.
Yes, it can, especially when wildlife is involved.
Oh, listen to you. A golfer in Michigan got mowed down by a goose. The unlucky golfer, his name is Isaac Cooling, member of the Concord High School golf team, according to his golf coach, Isaac, was competing in a tournament when terror rained down.
Mm-hmm.
Group had just finished teeing off on number 7. They're walking down the fairway. They were aware of a goose nest, which was there, and they mm-hmm. weren't bothering. But that didn't matter. Here came the goose. Here came the goose. To guard its nest. Isaac was caught off guard by the charging bird as he attempted to flee. Chaos reigned as he tripped, and the goose then began to
y'all,
peck
the
him.
Pictures are hilarious.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah. If you have a chance, go find them on the internet because they're really funny.
But geese aren't funny, though.
Yeah.
Geese are mean. Yeah, geese, swans.
Yeah. Big birds in general.
Yep. Yeah. That's probably. Speaking of big things, the University of Toledo has deleted a tweet from Tuesday saying if they received $500,000 retweets, they would change the school's mascot to Shrek.
Yeah, I saw that.
The school tweeted the announcement on Tuesday morning from their official account, issuing the challenge to potentially change their mascot from Rocky the Rocket to...
Poor Rocky.
Yeah.
Just getting shafted.
But what did Rocky ever do to
exactly.
them?
Exactly.
Yeah. Tweet was up for 3 hours, reached 91,000 retweets before it was deleted. It was never intended to be taken seriously. Then why'd you put it up there?
Yeah, come on.
Those students have nothing else to do.
Oh, of course they're going to retweet.
Yeah. All right, so there was a time when in Southwest Airlines, they had a row that faced backwards, okay? The other way, all right, in their very early
days. That's weird.
Yeah, it was a little different. And, of course, in trains, they have that. So it turns out that if, in fact, it says here, in an emergency landing, passengers are much less likely to suffer serious neck or back or head injuries if they're facing backwards.
Well, that's why you're supposed to put kids backwards, right?
Right, exactly.
In a car. Mm-hmm.
According to the UK newspaper The Telegraph, backward-facing seats would provide much better support for these areas if sudden deceleration occurred. David Learmont, who is the operations and safety editor for FlightGlobal.com, said lots of research has been done into this, and it has rear-facing seats in many British military transport planes for that very reason. Unlikely passengers would be offered the backwards-facing seats. That's because it would be more expensive for the airlines, clearly, to put in their cabin. During impact, a passenger's center of gravity would be higher, and the seat would be taking more of the strain. Therefore, the seat itself, the fittings, and the floor of the aircraft would need to be strengthened. Oh, never mind safety for the people.
Right.
It would cost us too much money. And by the way, many passengers prefer front-facing seats just in general because it helps prevent motion sickness.
Okay.
And I've heard about people being queasy about seeing where you've been as opposed to where you're going, especially, for instance, in the train seating type situation.
But it seems like with a... Yeah, okay. But like with a plane, you don't just don't look out the window.
Well, yeah, you could just do that if you don't want to do it. But nonetheless, that's there. All right. So here's the deal. Is apparently global wine output has dropped to its lowest level since 1957.
Ugh.
If you're keeping track, that's 60 years.
Yep.
It's the global warming.
Maybe so. Poor weather conditions is what they're calling it in the European Union has led to the sudden drop, which saw wine output in 2017 totaling 250 million hectoliters.
Oh,
those dang hectoliters.
Those hectoliters.
Really, 8.6% less than in 2016.
Wow.
So last year's weather, thought to have affected all leading wine producers in the EU, prompting their projections to reveal a 17% fall in Italian wine projections.
Just another reason why America's better.
That's right. And, you know, one of these days we'll be able to, they probably can right now, they just don't do it, they can replicate the taste of the finest wine, and they can add the alcohol to it.
It's okay.
Just, it's made in a, it would be made in a laboratory somewhere as opposed to grown.
Mm.
So I'm just saying that could happen. In the meantime, gosh, it's been days. So some grandparents bake cookies or prepare care packages after the birth of a child. Not the Queenie. Nope, nope. Doesn't have time for any of that foolishness.
No.
People reports Her Majesty enjoyed one of her favorite hobbies, horseback riding, after Duchess Kate gave birth to their third child with Prince William.
I told y'all she was riding horses.
Yeah. Tell you, the couple hasn't announced the little one's name yet. Have you heard the what the odds makers are?
No, but I've read the funny tweets about what they might be.
Ah, okay. Well, they're saying Albert or Arthur.
Oh, okay.
No, right. That's boring.
You know, he was born on St. George Day.
Okay.
But the older one is already named George,
can't
so he can't do that.
They could do George Jr., George
yeah.
2.
Yeah, George 2.
George/2, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, nothing else?
No, oh, yeah, no. I mean, they were ridiculous, the other ones that were suggested.
All right. So we already know that social media pretty much is just there and people don't pay attention sometimes, like the pregnant woman in Australia who saved a baby wombat after its mothers and sibling were hit by a car.
Aww.
Posted the picture to Facebook.
Okay.
Where one of her friends really wasn't paying attention to the picture and congratulated her on the birth of the child. Said, OMG, congratulations. He's beautiful. I miss you so much.
Oh, my God, it's a wombat.
Well, hey, it could be. I mean, she could think a wombat's beautiful.
Oh. Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah,
he's gorgeous.
Okay, that's fine. That's all right if you want to do that.
Oh, are you hating on wombats?
I'm not.
Speaking of names and social media, there was something trending on Twitter. Do you have a pet with a human name? And I don't know the names of your dogs, Scott.
My dog's names are Daisy, so that would be a human
kinda,
name.
Kinda, yeah.
Daisy Duke.
Yeah, Rory and Maggie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are human names.
Those are human
but,
names.
But, like, it's really funny when you run into a dog named Dave.
Oh.
You know?
That's interesting.
Or Frank.
Yeah. I would agree. I don't know that I've done that. I mean,
yeah.
Ours are. I mean, they've got those human names.
Kind of, but they can all, you know, because there's some like Sam and Riley. Those can be, you know, kind of doggish names.
Max.
But they're also human. Max.
Yeah.
But, you know, Dave or Frank or Steve.
Hey, Steve, come
hey,
here.
Steve.
Steve, come on. Here we go. Hey, Steve. That's
exactly.
It.
I just think it's funny.
That's good. All right. You got nothing to do tonight. Here's what's on TV. The season premiere of Archer. This is not a family-friendly
Danger
show.
Danger Island.
It is. As a matter of fact, it's set in the late 1930s this season.
Animation.
Yeah. America Inside Out with Katie Couric. I don't know what the show's about. It just tells you Katie Couric's sterile.
It's about it's about addiction to technology.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, there you go.
Interesting.
Well, and once again, Katie Couric's still here. It's on the National Geographic Network.
Okay.
Series premiere of My Partner Knows Best. Jason Biggs and his wife host a new game show that puts couples through a series of wacky challenges.
Jason Biggs, American Pie.
That's right. And season two of The Handmaid's Tale, if you were hooked on that.
Oh, I've heard that's crazy.
All right, we're back tomorrow. Bryan Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 9 o'clock.